Terrace City Councillor Sean Buitage has announced that he will be running for mayor in this year's municipal election. A large portion of his platform consists of wanting to place more pressure on the province to get involved in issues that affect municipalities in the Northwest. Also sitting as a co-chair for the Northwest Resource Benefits Alliance, Buitage hopes to continue to lobby for revenue sharing from the provincial government.
The Resource Benefit Alliance, this is a group of 21 local governments from Haida Gwaii to Vanderhoof that has been lobbying the provincial government for 8 years now for revenue sharing in the north. And we're moving along. I'm one of the co-chairs of that. But what we're looking for is we're looking for some kind of agreement similar to the Peace River. Dawson Creek and Terrace are roughly the same size, maybe a few hundred people different. Dawson Creek has a budget of $70 million annually, and the city of Terrace has a budget of $26 million annually. To me, that is some massive disparity, and you can understand why it's hard to get infrastructure projects done because of it. And so on top of that, with the Peace River agreement up in that neck of the woods, Dawson Creek receives $16 million a year from the provincial government to spend on infrastructure because of their fair share agreements. Once again, I go back to our $26 million and imagine how much different our town would change. So this is something that I think is very important and vital that we need to continue to work on, and something that I've been a big part of over my last 4 years as a councillor. And hopefully as mayor, I can continue this work and hopefully get a deal done with the province that will change our community for the better in the long term.
Buitage says that being given a bigger budget through the revenue sharing agreement would significantly improve the amount of infrastructure projects that move forward in the city. Though the province has been supportive when it comes to affordable housing, Buitage explained that is not the only subject that needs to be addressed.
But the other thing the province really needs to work on is finding the resources for mental health supports. Because you can build all the housing you want to support homelessness, but if you don't give those folks the mental health supports that they need, it's not going to work. Like, you can't just have housing for these kind of individuals. They need more than that. They need the mental health supports that they deserve, and they're not getting them right now.
However, the province isn't the only group Buitage hopes to work with as mayor. Including surrounding Indigenous communities in important conversations is something Buitage wants to work on.
I think it's very important that we continue and build stronger relationships with the Indigenous communities around us, mainly Kitsamkalem and Kitsilit, but the Nishka and the Haisla as well, and even the Teltan. There's so many First Nation folks in this town that are not just Kitsilit and Kitsamkalem, so it's important, I think, to continue to build those relationships and need to collaborate together more. And, you know, hopefully if you can build those relationships together, we can go to the province and lobby together, because we're definitely stronger in numbers when we lobby together. So if we can all work together as a group, I think we'll see a lot of change.
So far, Buitage is running uncontended, as Mayor Carol LeClaire announced that she will not be running for re-election. Nomination packages for potential candidates can be picked up at City Hall until August 30th, and general voting will take place at the Terrace Sportsplex in Cassie Hall Elementary School on October 15th.